good morning. Welcome in to the front porch here on this Tuesday, the 21st day of October. And we got Mike Humble and, of course, Tim O'Dell. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
How y'all doing? I mean, as far as I know, it's been a few weeks.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And, we're blessed, you know. I mean, hey, Tim O'Dell, an old cop, he drives pretty safely, you know.
Well, that's good.
Over here, and so we made it this
time. Not as safely as they used to.
So you think things change a little bit over the years?
Yeah.
Oh, me.
After I passed 70.
After you passed 70?
You mean 70 miles an hour or what?
No, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
My depth perception is not as good as it used to be.
I got you.
I have to really focus a lot harder.
So you're getting near other mark at 70 plus what?
Well, four scores where I'm heading.
There you go.
Four scores where I'm heading.
Four scores.
Yeah, that's 80.
That's 80?
Yeah.
Well, see, what is it? The Bible says if we live what? If you live what?
Three score and 10.
Yeah, that's
by the strength, four score.
And that's up past 70, right? Well, then
three
you're
blessed. Three score and 10 is 70.
Okay.
And four score is 80.
All right. But now the Bible speaks about 70, right?
Well, it also speaks about the 80.
Okay, so yeah. It speaks about the 82.
If by reason of strength.
Strength, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
four scores. So you might reach 80 if you stay strong.
You stay strong.
Yeah, and there are people who live longer.
Oh yeah.
But they are the anomalies. They're outside the norm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At my age, I pay attention to the obituaries, and from 60 to the upper 70s is where most people fall.
Yes. Yeah, and do you believe what the Bible speaks that men's hearts will fail
for fear?
For fear?
Yeah. Well, you know? I do that. I do believe that.
Yeah.
I also believe that the days of our lives are recorded in His book before as yet there is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So God in His providence knows exactly how many days I'm going to live and what the circumstances are.
That's right.
Before I was ever born.
Very, very true.
Now, He doesn't tell me.
No, we don't know.
No, we don't.
But He knows.
He knows.
That's it. And I'm glad we don't know because we'd be tore up all the time.
We'd be stewing over things we can't change anything.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I was thinking about, you know, Janice and I came over to Hopkinsville just this week to visit Joanne Stanley, who is in a nursing home here. And she's 86.
Yeah.
And she was so sweet. You remember her?
I do. She's a great lady.
And so we went to see her. And so I know a lot of people in us may be hearing us in a nursing home right now.
Sure, sure.
And I'm going to tell you, Jesus loves you.
Yes.
He sees you. You're still important.
That's right. That's right.
You're still important.
He will never leave nor forsake you. That's His promise.
That's exactly right. That's what He said. That's right.
Never, 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 never.
Never, 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 never. Well, I know we was kind of discussing some things beforehand, but we're going to be talking about fear.
We're talking about fear coming over here, and we was talking about the fear of God.
Fear of God.
You know, we're kind of midstream. We started changing a little bit here, you know, on what we're going to talk about today. But it goes along the topic that Tim was going to talk on, and that's the fear of God.
Okay.
And we're going to switch it to a little bit about Halloween.
Okay.
You've ever heard of Halloween? Have you?
Do you
go trick-or-treating still? Or?
No, I do not.
Okay, good.
I do not.
Good for you.
No trick-or-treating for me. No trick-or-treating for my kids.
No, I never did allow mine to go once I found out the truth.
So, yeah. So it's a very, very big subject.
I had a lot of family mad at me over not trick-or-treating.
Right, yeah, I did too. Yeah. And a lot of people listen to me now, you might get upset with us.
Yeah,
I don't want you to, but I just want to put out the facts about what Halloween is.
So many people might not know the facts about Halloween.
Right. Exactly.
So basically, what you're going to do this morning, you're going to give some facts about Halloween and what it really represents. And you know, we ought to think about what we're doing when people celebrate Halloween. So, I mean, that's something important to talk about. So.
I think we need to look at it. Anyway, you know, I mean, It's hard to tell your kids, no, you can't go get candy.
Sure, sure, because all kids like candy.
Every kid likes candy. Big people like candy.
I like candy.
I mean, we stopped and got some donuts on the way over here.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Not quite candy, but
that's,
you know.
That's still sweet, though.
That's still sweet.
Still sweet.
The What an Awesome God Carathon has come to a close at What an Awesome God We Serve. To everyone who prayed, volunteered, and gave, we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Your generosity, your prayers, and your partnership mean the world to us. Because of your faithfulness, Missionary Radio continues to proclaim the truth that the world needs King Jesus. But maybe you meant to give and time just got away from you. Good news, it's not too late. Every gift, large or small, still makes a lasting difference in keeping Christian Radio strong and reaching hearts every day across our region. Carathon season continues, and you can give safely and easily online at missionary.radio. Just click donate or call us at 877-885-9655. And of course, you may mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Together, let's keep declaring to a world in need what an awesome God we serve.
Missionary Radio.
And welcome back, of course, to the front porch here on your Christian community station, Missionary Radio. And Mike, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about what an awesome God Carathon that we had.
Yes, we want to thank everybody out there.
I tell you what.
Thank you for giving and sharing and continue that. And I mean, you know, as a board, we want to say thank you for supporting us.
Yes.
And what a blessing.
It really, I mean.
What a blessing.
Dumb moved up as of yesterday, $314,562.
That's wonderful.
So we keep inching up a little bit,
yes.
A little bit here. So, you know,
it helps us keep this on the air.
That's right.
Of course, it keeps it going.
If you want to give, just go to our website, missionary.radio, go to donate. That is the easiest way to do that, and be happy for you to support what we do here at Missionary Radio.
It does, because it takes more than that to run this station.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes.
But it really is a good start.
That was a good start.
It's a good help
good
to
start.
Us, and we want to thank you so much for doing that. And I know the Lord will repay you.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, in more ways than just financially, I think.
That's right. One more thing I want to mention real quick this morning, of course, talking about different things that we do here at Missionary Radio. Of course, back several months ago, we've added podcasts. So anything that you listen, you know, here on the front porch, you can go back and listen to on our podcast, on our website, missionary.radio. Of course, other streaming, well, other places you can go listen to is Spotify, Amazon Podcast, and Apple Podcast as well. So you can go there and listen to past programs of The Front Porch and, of course, Ministry Spotlight. So you can check that out as well. So.
And, you know, I appreciate that, too, because you know that Ken and everybody's kept up with the trend for today.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, you can plug in and listen.
Absolutely.
And, you know, young and old.
That's right.
And so, you know, I think it makes a big difference because of not only the teaching, but the
that's
music
it.
That comes
that's
on
it.
This
it was
station.
It was so funny. I just got to share this because we're talking about radio right now.
Yeah.
But it was so funny yesterday because I started another job back last week, and one of the workers brought a radio in.
A real radio?
A real radio. It was a DeWalt radio, and set it down. And one of the young guys cried, "What is that?"
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I said, "That's old timey right there." I said, "That's a radio."
Oh man!
And they're like, they said, "Is that like a 1900 model?" I said, "No." I said, "It's newer than 1900s," but I said, "It's old fashioned. It's a radio." Yes,
oh, yeah.
I actually listened to it, you know. But it's funny. Some of the young folks don't even know what a radio
right.
is. I'm like,
"Yeah,
well,
it had
that's
tubes
that's
in it and everything." The
yeah,
old timey.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh Lord, yes.
But anyway, we're talking about the fear of God this morning.
Yes, talking about the fear of God. Tim and I was talking about it coming over. He said he wanted to talk about the fear of God. And I said, yes, I think that's a wonderful topic because I see that the fear of God is lacking today in the body of Christ.
It is.
And especially in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think it's more fear of God in non-Christians because I'm in prison all the time and serving.
Sure, sure.
And things like
where
that.
Where he belongs.
Yeah, get locked up every once in a while. And, you know, then I, because, you know, we talked about some coming over here. Of course, Ken Cummings, his daddy worked at prison, and
sure,
Ken was raised up in that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the old days, I was talking to some of the guys at Adaville the other day when I was over there, and that they used to carry big sticks.
Sure.
Big sticks, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they would use them.
Mm-hmm.
And
I bet you Tim used one a few times.
There may be some rumor to that.
There might be some rumor.
You never used one of these cops either. But it did bring a lot of respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about there was a mutual respect club.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
The old convicts and the old staff.
Uh-huh.
Respected one another.
Yes,
sure.
And it showed in the way they talked to one another and the way they interacted with one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's missing there now.
Sure, yes. Sure.
And it's missing in our culture at large.
Mm-hmm. Respect.
Mm-hmm. The absence of respect reflects upon the absence of the fear of God.
Yes.
See, it all flows from all authorities given from God. Is that mm-hmm. what Scripture says?
What it says.
So, unless I first recognize God's authority and who he is,
mm-hmm.
then my ability to respect my fellow man doesn't exist.
Very true.
It erodes quickly.
Very true.
And that's what we're seeing in our current culture.
Yeah. Well, you know, Christians, churches, they just have no fear of God. You know, anything is...
We don't understand who he is.
Yeah, and everything's okay to do. We don't have no fear of him.
Yeah. When we were growing up, Mike and I talked about this, we're the same age. When we were growing up, you didn't run through the sanctuary.
No.
You didn't talk in the sanctuary.
You didn't take coffee in the sanctuary.
You didn't chew gum in the sanctuary.
You respected the mm-hmm. Lord's house because mm-hmm. you respected the Lord.
Sure, sure.
So, you remember Isaiah, you know, that prophet of old?
Mm-hmm.
In the year that King Uzziah died, in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah says, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, and his robe or his train filling the temple. Seraphim,
mm-hmm.
angels with six wings, attended him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Isaiah was overwhelmed by what he saw in the glory, the majesty, and the holiness of Almighty God.
Amen.
If I understand God to be holy mm-hmm. and majestic beyond human comprehension,
mm-hmm.
then his glory will cause me to bend my knee.
Absolutely.
And to acknowledge him for who he is.
Yes.
That's what's missing. We mm-hmm. don't acknowledge God for who he is
mm-mm.
because we're so bent on acknowledging ourselves as our own gods.
Yeah.
That's the nature of the fall,
mm-hmm.
and it is the underlying problem with the fabric of society. Mm-hmm. Man is so intent to be in charge of his own life that he will not bend his knee, even in the church.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's why you see the music you see.
Sure.
The behaviors you see.
Smoke and lights and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to touch on some toes here. But I think there's not a respect for God like we used to have.
Mm-mm. There's not.
I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm old school, and Tim and I are both old school. But still, a lot of old school stuff is missing.
Why should we fear the Lord?
Yeah.
Fear him.
Respect.
Don't fear him who can kill the body and after that do nothing, but fear him that can both kill the body and cast you into hell. That's the one you need to be afraid of.
That's the one.
Yeah. There is no other.
Mm-mm.
So if I fail to recognize that I will stand before a holy God and give an account, then my fear, the reverential fear of the righteous God of glory, will not be where it needs to be.
Yeah.
And that's what's missing.
Sure.
If I understand that I need to fear God, not because he's looking to smite me,
mm-hmm.
but because he demands my respect because of who he is.
That's it.
Our theology of the person of God and the person of Christ is where the problem lay.
Yep.
And we need to work on that.
We do.
We need to exalt him. Man was created for the express purpose of bringing glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I don't honor him and respect him, I'm not going to give him glory.
That's right.
Makes sense?
Makes sense.
Read Isaiah 6.
Makes sense.
You got something to do?
Yeah, we got to get into pen from the heart.
And then we'll come back.
Then we'll come back and we'll start all over again. I mean, not start all over again, but you know, we'll continue. How's that sound?
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clarksville, thank the Lord for this ministry, for sharing the gospel for this community and around the world. We will continue to pray and support Missionary Radio. Thank you for all that the staff at Missionary Radio does for the Lord. Keep up the good work. God bless. From Paducah, your radio station has been a blessing in my life for 3 years now. From Acadie's listener, great Christian radio station, and also from Clarksville, I love you all. I will be continuing to support Missionary Radio with a monthly gift.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
And this is the Front Porch on your Christian Community Station, Missionary Radio. Of course, we got Mike Humble and Tim O'Dell. And with us this morning, we're talking about the fear of God.
Yes.
And like we mentioned, you know, we're living in a society where there is just not a fear for God.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
We remember it. We're old enough to remember
right.
it. But
sure.
But our grandfathers remembered it a lot better than we did.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything else, sin grows exponentially over time.
Sure.
And
slips in.
Just creeps in,
mm-hmm.
little by little by little, very subtly,
mm-hmm.
until it takes over.
Mm-hmm.
What Isaiah understood when he saw the vision of God in the
mm-hmm.
temple.
Yeah.
And heard the cry of the angels, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." And the doorpost, the foundations of the doorpost trembled.
Trembled.
These were bronze pillars,
mm-hmm.
18 feet across and more than 30 feet high. And then it had a 15 or
sure.
so foot
uh-huh.
Caplet on it. So mm-hmm. they were weighed tons.
Very, very strong.
Yeah. The voice crying, "Holy, holy, holy," was sufficient enough to cause a quake in those pillars and the foundations
wow.
that supported them. No wonder it shook him to the core.
Sure, sure.
His response is, "Woe is me, for I am undone."
Mm.
"Because I am a man of unclean lips." He saw his own sinful nature.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
"And I dwell in the people among the people of unclean lips." Mm.
Yeah,
"I have a sinful nature, and the world around me is sinful."
Sure, sure.
"For my eyes have seen the Lord."
And we can say that as time goes along, it's just, to me, I feel like it's just going to get worse and worse as time goes along.
Well, what Scripture says?
I mean, that's what Scripture says.
Yeah. It's not going to get better, it's going to get worse.
Once again, since you got a few years on me, You both have seen things that I have never, you know, been a part of or even seen. But for me, even just in my 50 years, the things I have seen, you know, I'm like, wow. I never thought you would see the things that you see.
Yeah.
But I mean, right. Here they are, and it seems like, hey, it's okay. Just let it be, you know. And I'm like, as a Christian, how can we just stand back and just let everything roll on like it's okay, and you know, just let everything be okay, you know, because we don't want to be in there and cause any problems or anything like that. But as a Christian, shouldn't we stand?
Yes, we should.
Vody Baucham has a sermon called the 11th Commandment.
Yeah.
And he says many Christians suffer from trying to obey a non-existent commandment. Mm. Thou shalt be nice.
Yeah.
Don't offend anybody. That comes out of the seeker-friendly movement.
Yeah.
Seeker-friendly says welcome sinners in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And don't expect them to be comfortable. Make sure that they feel good. They feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not biblical.
Mm-mm. No.
If I'm a sinner and I'm in the presence of God, I should have the same problem that Isaiah did. I'm undone.
Yes.
But because we have changed, God has not changed.
That's right. He's never
because
changed.
We have changed and are trying to fit the world into the church, rather than letting the world, the church, stand apart because we serve a holy God.
Mm-hmm.
God is holy. Man
yes,
is
he
not.
Is. Yes, he is.
Right?
Absolutely.
So my prayer is, Lord, open our eyes that we might see and comprehend the holiness of God, mm-hmm. and that we too might be undone.
Amen.
That we might understand who he is and the magnitude of his glory.
Mm-hmm.
That should cause us to bend our knee.
Absolutely.
And to adopt an attitude of reverence for God and for his house. When we were talking earlier, mm-hmm. when we were growing up, you behaved in the sanctuary because it was the Lord's house.
Yes.
And to disrespect the Lord's house is to disrespect the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We understood that.
Mm-hmm.
That's now been lost.
Oh, yeah.
It deals with the fear of God.
Yeah, or the absence thereof. The
absence mm-hmm. of yeah. the fear of God, you know. And
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The fear of God brings repentance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and we need repentance today.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another thing, the fear of the pulpit.
Well, everybody that stands in the pulpit should tremble when they open the Word of God and preach.
Anything you do up on that pulpit, you better, to me, you need to really examine your heart before you even get up there.
Absolutely, right.
That's just me. I mean, you know, I think that's a reverence. I have noticed people that have, I'm just going to say it, went out and honky-tonked during the week and got mm-hmm. up in the bars and sing and stuff like that and get up in the church and worship on Sunday like there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here going, now how in the world can you live like the world all during the week and then get up in the church on Sunday and act like everything is okay?
Well, but that's a divided loyalty.
Yeah.
Okay. We were talking earlier, man wants to be in charge. Man mm-hmm. wants to be his own God.
Yeah.
So we adopt an attitude, I'll give God my whole 1 hour a week or
yes.
2 hours a week or, yeah. or even one day a week.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. The rest of the week's mine.
Yeah.
I can do what I want.
Mm.
Now, a fellow by the name of Pink, I've got it on my signature lines. I've got to find it again.
Well, you know, they used to have the on Sundays, nothing was open.
No,
I don't know if you remember
oh,
that.
I do.
Oh,
I do.
You know, you couldn't hardly buy anything on
nope.
Sunday. I mean, a few restaurants was open
yeah.
where you get some food.
But that was
gas
that was,
station. But, you know, you didn't have things open on Sunday.
But that was a highlight of Sunday was being able to go eat with
His
your family.
Respect.
Well, go eat with your family,
right.
not go to a restaurant.
Time off. It was a rest day.
It was a rest day. And go out and enjoy it with your family. Always either your granny or either side had food and you want to eat and enjoyed
right.
one another.
Right.
Company. But now that's ended.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we always went to Grandma's house.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. Or to one of them.
Sure.
And that was where we did lunch on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
A.W. Pink wrote, "True liberty is not the power to live as we please, but the power to live as we ought."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That living as we ought is rooted in a fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
And an understanding that I will stand before him to give an account
yes.
of every idle word that I speak.
Now, that's scary.
That should cause us to tremble.
Absolutely.
It causes me to tremble. I've spoken plenty of idle words, and I don't want to give an account for them, but the Bible says I will.
Sure.
And I need to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to bend my knee. Holy God, have mercy on me.
That's right.
The sinner.
What we need to do is remember it, Tim.
We need to remember it. Lord, help
us. Because we don't remember it. We just say anything or do anything.
That's it.
And we don't stay conscious of the God consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's recorded.
Yeah,
everything.
Thank God for the blood that takes out the bad things, you know.
But apart from God's omniscience, nothing happens. He knows everything, sees everything, hears everything.
Yeah, you can't hide from him.
Can't hide him. Where shall I go?
No, nowhere. He's going to know. He knows exactly where you're at. So
it's hard to keep that in focus, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because the world creeps in.
Sure.
The flesh creeps in.
Yeah. Sure it does.
Quickly and easily.
Very quick. You know, but, as a Christian, and it's like, you know, I've talked before about this. Now that I'm a Christian, I know when I'm getting ready to sin or do something I shouldn't do. It's either my if I want to go on with that sin and do it.
Right.
Or not. But most of the time, the Lord's going to say, don't you do it.
You're checking your spirit. Yeah.
Don't you do it. And most time when I'm thinking about it, I stop, you know, because I know I don't want to displease him.
The key phrase is when I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, when I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's in our mind. You know, you really want to, but you're like, nope. The Lord says, nope, don't you do that. You know, and you're sitting there thinking, yes, Lord.
I can still picture my grandfather sitting behind me in church and thumping me in the back of the head.
Yeah. Boy, you better be listening.
Yeah. Boom.
Oh, me. Well, let's break away for a little bit. We got to get into Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope here on Missionary Radio.
Welcome to Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope. And here's Johnny with an important fact about your hardships.
It's the fact that changed my life in this wheelchair, and I'm convinced it'll help you deal better with your afflictions, because some well-intentioned Christians will say that although God can turn our trials into good, he doesn't really wish hard times on us, let alone send them. What God really wants is to bless us and to keep us from suffering. I mean, the whole reason Jesus went through so much hurt and pain and affliction is so that we would not have to experience that stuff. Now, the Christians who hold this view are of sterling character. I mean, they study their Bibles. They care about non-Christians. They show love for Jesus and his kingdom everywhere they go. But still, the point of view I just shared is a hopeless mixture of truth and error, and it misses the core of why Jesus came. First, and this is the core of the gospel, despite Christ's compassionate death for our sins, God's plan, not plan B or C or plan D, but his plan calls for all Christians to suffer, and sometimes intensely. I mean, look at Philippians chapter 1. It says, "For it has been granted to you that's been gifted to you, that on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him." And friend, this Bible verse is only one of many which point to the fact that we are to pick up our cross daily and follow in the footsteps of his suffering. That's what 1 Peter chapter 2 means when it says that Christ has suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Now, I know all that sounds really hard, really difficult. So to encourage us, God will write many, many happy and light moments into the script of our lives. He'll delight us with his abundant blessings of family, health, precious friendships, beautiful sunsets, and so much more. But without fail, some scenes in the script of your life are going to break your heart, and some of your favorite characters will die, and the movie may end earlier than you wish. Next, I want you to see that God's plan is specific. He does not say, okay, into each life a little rain must fall, and then aim a hose in Earth's general direction to see who gets the wettest. No, he doesn't wind up nature, then sit back with his feet up to watch what happens. God doesn't let Satan prowl about totally unrestricted. The devil has to ask permission when it comes to the harm or injury that touches your life. Remember when Jesus told Peter that Satan had asked to sift him like wheat? Well, you can be sure the devil did not ask permission out of politeness. Absolutely nothing touches us that does not first get filtered through God's wise and loving fingers. So, if you feel as though God has taken a hands-off policy when it comes to certain hardships in your life, place those hardships right now under His sovereign care. Commit to trust Him with His plan for your life. When you do, no suffering in your life will ever be wasted. Not if God has anything to do with it.
And friend, if you need prayer in dealing with hardships in your life, go to johnnyradio.org. Let us know how we can cover you in prayer. And if you think this program might inspire others, and I know it will, you'll find it waiting for you at johnnyradio.org. Trust and obey, for there's no better way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." So significant is the resurrection that the whole of Christian life would fall if the resurrection of Jesus Christ were not true. William Lane Craig suggests that, without the belief in the resurrection, the Christian faith could not have come into being. The disciples would have remained crushed and defeated men. Even if they continued to remember Jesus as their beloved teacher, His crucifixion would have silenced any hope of His being the Messiah. The cross would have remained the sad, shameful end of His career. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
Just a real positive influence to keep our mindset where it should be and focused on God and loving others.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
We just wrapped up an amazing carathon.
And we couldn't have done it without you.
You heard the call, you answered, and you made a difference. Whether you gave big or small, your support is the reason we're able to continue sharing hope and encouragement with so many. If you missed out, there's still time to be a part of something incredible. Visit our website at missionary.radio and join us as we keep the momentum going. Your support matters now
more than ever.
Sharing the gospel worldwide with TWR, Missionary Radio.
And of course, I want to remind you once again this morning, if you haven't had a chance to go to our website, missionary.radio, you can check out our podcast, the past programs of The Front Porch, and of course, Ministry Spotlight. You can also go to Spotify, Amazon Podcast, and Apple Podcast as well, and listen to The Front Porch.
Exactly.
You can go back a little bit later, and you'll be able to listen to this one that we're doing right now. So,
and thank you for giving to the
So, Tim,
the
you better be
radio.
Careful.
Yeah.
That's true. But I don't really care what you record on the podcast. I care what he records
there
in heaven.
There you go. You hit it right on the nail.
You mean
head.
You got an answer for that?
I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I say something here that's not consistent with God's word, He will hold me accountable for it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
What do you think about that, Mike?
I don't know. It scares daylights out of me. You give account for every idle word you speak.
Mm.
As mentioned earlier.
It should cause us to tremble.
I mean, you know, we have to be careful what we say because we talk. That's a whole different topic. But we're talking about the fear of God here today, and so, you know, because we mentioned Halloween at the first, but because Halloween has creeped into our Christian society,
mm-hmm.
it's somewhat of a lack of fear of God that it's creeped in.
Yeah.
But we have to respect God.
He should occupy first place. Scripture says He's to have preeminence in all things.
Mm-hmm.
That means first place. If He has first place, then there's nobody else can have first place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In our culture, many things compete with God for the place that's rightfully His.
That's right.
Sports, our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And you know,
automobiles,
you know,
homes.
Yeah. Bank accounts.
We can just go on and on and on and on.
And really, the backing of fear is respect.
Yeah.
It boils down to respect.
It boils down to give God the place that he is rightfully his, mm-hmm. understand he's the holy judge of the universe,
yes.
and that will cause us to fear him, mm-hmm. in the sense knowing that we will stand accountable before him,
mm-hmm.
and in the sense that we will reverence him.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you think about it. You're an old cop. You was police for years. You was a warden and deputy warden in prison. And Tim, we think about that. And, you know, there was a respect.
Yeah, there was a respect.
And that fear. And, you know, if a policeman stops you, let's suppose you're driving,
mm-hmm.
down a road,
mm-hmm.
and you come to a stop, and policeman says, stop. Puts that hand up there. Do you stop or do you just go on? What do you do?
You're supposed to stop.
Why? Why do you stop?
Because it's out of respect to what he's telling you to do.
I mean, your car's bigger than that police officer.
Yeah, but he's telling you to stop, so you better stop.
But what backs him?
That badge.
What backs the badge?
God should.
Yeah, ultimately, all authority. Romans 13 says, every person is being subjection to the governing authority, for there is no authority except from God,
mm-hmm.
and those which exist are established by God.
Yes.
Therefore, he who resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if he says stop.
You better stop.
The word of God says don't do this.
Mm.
Well, that's what he's saying. The authority that we have in society comes from the Lord.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's right. Very true. So when he tells you to stop, you stop.
Amen.
Just like that police officer. He tells you to stop, you stop.
We've got a law. It's in the Word.
We have a law.
The Word of God, mm-hmm. is our law.
Yes.
And it's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And if we live by it, and I mean, you know, there's a lot of laws have been put in there. It's not in the Word. Man puts in there.
Man-made laws, yeah.
A lot of churches have man-made laws.
Yes.
You know, it's not really not in the Word. And so, you know, but we have to have a fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
That fear is lacking today, as we're talking about. And we have to honor it and reverence it. And that he's God. And listen, mm-hmm. nobody's getting out of here alive.
That's for sure.
Not living here alive. Nobody's going to live in here alive. So, mm-hmm. And we're going to answer for it. We're going to answer.
We're going to answer for everything that we do.
We're going to stand before a holy God someday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we better be straightening our act up, trying to stay conscious of it.
True. Very true.
You know, trying to stay conscious of it.
That's something that we need to do every single day.
And I told Tim, I think you're right. I think the fear of God is what I think our theme needs to be today. And that's when I said earlier that we've given over a lot of times to an old festival of death, which is Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look it up out there to listen to us. Look it up. Look the source, mm-hmm. where Halloween comes from.
Yep.
Maybe you might think a little bit different this trick-or-treat time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have some that'll mention, well, where's all that at in the Bible? Well, I think it's pretty much one in the Old Testament. It talks about wizards and sorcerers.
Yes,
and
it does.
Soothsayers and witchcraft.
Right.
And it mentions all this stuff. And what's it say? That we're supposed to stay away from that, right?
Yeah, we're
exactly.
We're to honor God,
to honor
not
God.
The enemy of God.
That's it.
And all of that, witchcraft, sorcery, all is rooted in the devil.
Yes.
It actually goes back to Babel,
mm-hmm.
to the founding of Babel under Nimrod,
mm-hmm.
in Genesis 6, isn't it? Genesis 9. Nimrod founded Babel that became Babylon.
Okay.
So Nimrod was an anti-God guy.
Okay.
So Babel was the seat of all manner of idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that becomes the practice of magic,
mm-hmm.
the practice of sorcery.
Yes.
The Greek word, when the Greek uses the word sorcery, it translates to the Greek pharmakia.
Mm-hmm.
It's the word we get pharmacy from.
Okay.
And pharmaceutical.
Gotcha.
Because it alters the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See.
And that's our drugs today.
Yeah. But it's not just our drugs today. It's the spiritual altering of the mind that has to do with various forms of sorcery, idolatry. It twists our mind.
Sure.
Now, Romans tells me in Romans 1 that God gives men over to a reprobate mind. That means the ability to, or the lack of the ability to reason rightly.
Sure.
The inability to think rationally. That's sorcery.
Sorcery, yeah.
So if I engage in the idea that I can magically create stuff or magically control other people, I'm engaging in sorcery, whatever I call it.
Yeah, yeah.
The modern music world is full of it. The modern movies are full of it.
Yes.
And they're all a battle against God. There's only one true authority in the universe.
That's God.
The creator of all.
That's it.
But there is an anti-authority in the person of the devil and the world system. Scripture says, love not the world nor the things of the world.
Or the things of the world.
Right?
I love chocolate.
Well, that's a thing of the world, isn't it?
It is.
But really, think about it. We do love a lot of things of the world.
No, well, sure we do. Sure we do.
You know, I mean, that's
because
priority.
Because it feels good to the
flesh.
Flesh.
Do not love the world nor the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
That's powerful.
Wow. That's powerful words.
So
powerful words.
If I love the world, that's the reason we've got problems in the church is we've allowed our love of the world to creep into
to
the church.
The church, yeah.
And so now we do so many things in the church that mimic the world.
Very true.
Okay?
Very true.
And we do it in theatrics. We do it in music. We do it in presentations. I saw one event where a pastor came into the Sunday morning service riding on a zip line.
Oh, boy. I believe I've watched that one. Yeah, I believe I've watched that. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, but that's a theatric. That you expect that in the circus, but not in the house of God.
No.
So the house of God demands more reverence than that, and we no longer give it that.
No.
That's why J.D. Vance left the Protestant Church.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll get into politics now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, his is a high-profile picture.
Yeah.
But my former boss, who's dead now, left the Protestant church to become a Catholic for the very same reason.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
told me
had
that the rituals were showed reverence and respect, honor and respect, and he thought that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't interested in doctrine. He was interested in appearances.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
But that's always been the case with humanity, right?
That's right. That's right.
How does it look?
That's right.
You hear it all the time. That's not a good look for that.
That's right. Well, that's going to do it for the Front
all
Porch.
Right.
Mike, Tim, thank you for being in with us today.
Good to be with you,
and,
Brian.
And make sure to join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the Front Porch here on Missionary Radio.